This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
That was a cut from the Hoffman Show, taking on Anthony Haney. Quite rude, I might add. Craig's a nice guy, but that was kind of brutal, going after the Ant-Man. But that's what you can do, you know, when you road dogs. You can abuse each other every once in a while. Speaking of that, we got a topic that has caught on fire, which is good. Canine call has paid off. And let's stay with that and go with one of my man. I love it when we get other hosts to join, to call up here. And First String Podcast is with us now. And Toothpick, what up?
What's good, Doc? Thanks for taking my call.
You know what time
it is. It's good to talk to the Ant-Man again.
Yeah.
You know, he big time me now, Doc. He don't even answer my calls.
No, he's a celebrity. You know, he's a celeb.
He is. Hey, the wave cap paid off. The wave cap paid off.
Mm-hmm.
So Doc, listen. This the last caller was funny. He was funny talking about $100 million to $50 million guaranteed. He was real funny.
Well,
he was real
like
funny.
I say, it's happy hour. You see, the thing about this is, I love this shift. I love the 4-7 because there's a quarter, about 25% of our people that take part in this. Under the influence of alcohol. And so that's the beauty about when you work 4-7 shifts. Every shift has its own personality of callers. So I expect most people, it's like Big Tony's more likely to call in now because this is the time that he's sitting out getting his head banged up. So I'm used to this, and it's good. But he was cool. As long as you're not wasted to the point that you're not audible, then that's okay. But he was real cool. I enjoyed him.
Yeah. So, Doc, what is it they say? Availability is the best ability, right?
Amen. Brian Keith Mitchell.
If you go back and look, Terry said it in his press conference. Mm-hmm. I haven't missed a practice. I haven't missed a game, right? I think the last time he missed a game and the last time he didn't get 1,000 yards was his rookie year. I think he had, some ankle problems towards the end of the year. He missed, three games or something like that, right?
Yeah.
In that same breath, people say that Mike Evans is a Hall of Famer because he has, ten years of 1,000 yards per season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Terry stacks up, too. It's just that he hasn't had that consistency because of the one year he didn't have 1,000 yards. So what you're telling me is, and I told you this earlier, they wanted to take the rooster. The rooster was talking about, hey, I would take this person over Terry, right? Oh, okay. Well, what you're telling me is you don't want to win games because Terry will be there every week. Not every other week. He's not going to miss 3 or 4 games because he's banged up or something like that. So you willing to take Jordan Reed and pay him a ton of money but not pay the person that's going to be there for you every week? Jordan Reed held Washington back so long ago because he was never available. Yes, also tight end when he played. And even his coach said that. When he plays, we're a different team. But availability is the best ability. So that's what you pay for. That's it. And that's why Terry's upset. That's why he's frustrated, because he's available every week.
Well, personally,
thanks for taking my call, Doc.
All I was going to say to you was that, in closing, I wouldn't have advised Terry. He was way too honest. He acted like he doesn't want to leave here. If you a stone-cold thug in the negotiation, let the chips fall where they are. He act like he don't want to leave. If you want to win this negotiation and you real, then you tell him, I done put my work up. Why do I have to explain myself to you? You know what I'm about and what I've done. Either pay me or I'll go play for somebody else. Period. But he sounded weak to me in that. And so I would think that Adams and they won that verbal part. I'm just calling it straight. He sounds like he don't want to leave here. So ain't no way in the hell you're going to win no strong negotiation, in my mind. You got to thug up and go black, and you state your case. And if they don't pay you, then get the hell and move on and go somebody else that will. Because that's what Adams playing you at. That's how they're doing it. That's how they're running their side of negotiation. You talking about, I've never done all this, and I'm always. Dude, we know what you've done. And you know what they did? They ain't moved them at all.
That's emotion, though, Doc.
If I was an agent, I'd have bitch slapped him. No, but that's just my opinion of it, right?
Okay.
I done been there. So I'm saying, okay, dude, do you. He going to get paid what they want to pay him, and then he'll go to camp and move on.
I just feel as though the organization, in a sense, turned their back on him. And I think he has a right to feel the way he wants to.
If you believe they really care about what he said.
What you mean?
Then you ain't his cold-blooded.
You can hear it in his voice. He does not want to leave here. He don't want to leave here. He's loyal.
He should leave here and go to L.A.
He's loyal. It hurts.
Either he should go right to Hollywood.
It hurts, though, Doc.
And maybe he'll play there. But one of them right now is bluffing.
It hurts, though, Doc. He gave his blood, his sweat, his tears, his heart. To this organization.
Then take it to the next
Return
organization.
Return it tenfold, man. Hey, man, where's the loyalty?
Okay, there you go.
Where the loyalty at, Doc?
Loyalty, hey, man, dollar bill green. Holla. AP, they done been through this, dude. He acted like that was for fans. You know what? That'll get you on talk radio.
Yeah, and just confirm everything that's being speculated, Terry. Okay. Oh, I got you, fan base.
Yeah, okay.
I want to let y'all know I want to be here. That's what he let all of us know he wants to be here. And guess what? If AP and the Commanders front office don't want him here, all right, peace. But before they even, ship me off, I want y'all to know that I've done everything in my power to make sure that I'm going to stay here in D.C. I'm going to give it my all, and AP and them, they, in a sense, have not answered the call yet, Doc.
I'm laughing.
They have not answered the call yet.
All the people out here who done lost money, who put up, might have been able to, yeah, man, you do that. I'll chip in. And then when they go down, they run like rats.
Oh, my
God.
Roaches
with a light cut on. Yeah, okay. All right. Y'all go with that conviction. Holler back. 301-230-0980 is the number. Yeah, that was real sympathetic. Yeah, that really got to my heartstring. I'm gonna tell you, man, this is not Adam Peters. It's not his first rodeo. It's not you act like y'all was talking to the old regime that was here. That stuff might have worked with the last group that was here. You know, because they were amateurs. Real pro. If I'm AP right now, I'd call up. I say, hey guys, this won't take long now. Yeah, won't take long now. 301-230-0980 is the number. You know what we're going to do now? Let's go out to Kansas City. All right? Home of the Chiefs. JYD, what up?
What's up, Doc?
You know what time it is.
Well, it's like this, Doc. I heard a lot of fans today talking and crying the blues or whatever. It comes down to like this. Ain't going to be no money out your pocket. ain't going to be no money out of their pocket. Mm-hmm. Ain't going to be no money out of my pocket or whatever. I salute Art Monk for getting his number retired.
Yep.
He always reminded me of Charlie Taylor.
Yep.
Because he was very mild-minded. Mm-hmm. and gave it all on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as this kid McLaurin, mm-hmm. I have to agree with you, Doc. He yesterday or whatever, the day before, whatever, he was on the thing there. He cried his blues out. Me and my wife, we bought out buying our first home here and this and this and that and all that. Look, you are dealing with vultures. They will look. So you have to come in there. And like you said, you have to be hard rock. Because if you look at it, everybody out there on the list that's been on the list to be paid on other teams, what have they done? They've taken down everything off their social page. They do whatever this and that. Maybe they don't want to leave, but they damn sure don't let the enemy know that they do want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at it like this. He needs to toughen up. And because there's 31 other teams in the National Football League. There's 31 other teams in the National Football League. Not unless they added one overnight. I didn't hear about it. So I look at it like this or whatever. The guy, he needs to toughen up. And like you said, you know, he needs to come with, clam up, come on to camp, don't say nothing, but, except for like, to say, hey, you know, if you don't want me here, get on the phone and say, and let me see if I can get me a trade going. That's all.
We'll
because I'm going to tell you what. This guy, Josh Harris, he is basically been known, except for now, he does play his basketball team, the 76ers. Those guys get paid. But it's been known to be cheap.
Well, I don't know because the project. Well, and maybe on the hockey side, maybe there might have been a few people a little upset. I've known they spent a lot of money at the organization he's been around, but I don't know that by for a fact. I wouldn't bet on it because Josh is an owner. He pays people to take other roles in these levels of the negotiations. But, hey, that's just my opinion, your opinion. We move on. We go to Mitchell. Is Mitchell still with us?
All right.
Thank you, JYD. Mitchell?
Now we got Robert in Annapolis.
Okay. So the Mitchell dropped us?
Yeah, Mitchell's gone.
Okay, Mitch. Mitch, you on detention now. Robert, what's going on?
Well, thanks for taking the call from an outsider. I don't want to get involved in this debate, but I do want to pose a question to the Commanders fans.
Mm-hmm.
Do they want the general manager who looks like he's getting this team steered in the right direction? Do they want him to run the team the way he feels it should be run based on his principles and what he feels a player should be compensated? Or do they want him to run the team by what they want?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Well, but that's the whole point. You finally got a general manager who appears to know what he's doing, and the fans seem to be piling up against him because of one player for whom they have much affection, and
he's
I understand why.
But these people have been operated by a third. It's like a third world influencer. They don't
know
what they want because they've been so poorly operated. So what are you talking? What do you expect out of them? Why are you even listening to them?
Patience. Patience. I want them. They should let the general manager.
They don't know that.
Okay.
They've been run by freaking frack. Come on, man. What are y'all thinking about? You've been in sewage.
We talk about fairness and market value. Is any receiver, whatever his name, going to contribute as much to a team as a Saquon Barkley does or a Derrick Henry does? Why are these receivers getting all this money that should be going to these running backs who provide a lot more to their teams? Thanks for taking my call.
Well, you see how New York treated Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley, they threw him out of town. Threw him out with the bathwater. And it shows you they are incompetent. Y'all keep expecting these people to have these positions and these titles and these fancy parking plates. Most of them, a large majority, are incompetent. And they show you every stinking year by doing things that you go, what are they doing? They're doing the best they can because they don't know what the hell they're doing. They were grandfathered, uncled in, some friend of a family put them in a position. Do you know how many of these people do crazy things every year? And y'all just keep repeating it. And I go, okay, I guess you'll never get it. Daryl in Columbia.
What hey, up? Doc, thanks What's for that? Taking my call.
My man.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, okay. Hey, Doc, you know, I was just thinking, you know, maybe AP is just going to give Terry an extension for his last contract. I think, what is he making, like 22 or 23, something like that?
Maybe, and just you might be right.
Yeah, raised it up to about 30, 31 or 32. And then I think he just wants to franchise him every year, you know, and that's going to be about 35 or 37. But, you know, the only thing Terry's going to be missing if they do that is the guaranteed. What do you think about that?
Well, it may go – I don't think a lot about it because here's what I know. We're going to have four or five receivers when the season starts.
Yeah.
And I don't really care who it is. Mm-hmm. All I care about is that who's ever out there, we can win the game with them. Because I paid too many people – since I've been following and covering this team, and we ain't bust a grape, been worth a damn. So if we start winning and you don't want to pay the people to help you win, you won't last long either. So I understand it's a negotiation. I'm not one of these 26, 27-year-olds. I don't get hung up in this. Let them do their business. It'll happen to me in camp, and I move forward. I'm far more concerned about the other topics to me to make a hell of a lot more sense. And as long as JD5 ain't in this conversation, I don't worry about none of it. Y'all do the worrying. I'll be a traffic cop, a traffic controller. That's what I do. Have a great day. Appreciate you. Is that the 757? Oh, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, rise. 757, hit up. Polly, what up?
Hell to the W. You know it.
What's up, baby?
And man. My guy, Ant, man, happy belated birthday, brother.
Still thank you, brother, man.
Baby.
Hey, look, I ain't heard from you in a month of Sundays.
Man. Hey, man, but
yeah, come on, man. We know why, man. I ain't really like doing it at this time slot.
757. He saved all his energy for the rooster.
Look, I've been waiting for a couple of months to say this, though, man. You know, Robert from Annapolis, shut up. Because your GM ain't got a receiver right. In 10, 15 years.
You're right.
I'm sitting here talking about what's going on. You stay up north, bro, out west, or wherever you at, man. Calling here trying to chime in on our business again. Shut up. Hey, but look, I would say this. Doc, you right, and baby Ant, you right, man. Like, everything Terry said, that ain't changed nobody's mind up in that office. Not one person.
No.
Everything he said, they already knew and felt about him. They know what he's been through. They know what he did last year. They know what he means to the team in the locker room. They know what type of play he is. And they know where he ranks around the league. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Terry's smart enough to know that what he said wasn't for nobody in the office. It was for the fans. Mm-hmm. It was basically say when he does have to make that decision, because he said he wants clarity. Just give me some clarity, then I can move forward what I need to do.
Thank you.
So whatever he needs to do is maybe go on to another team, go ahead and train me. So that way he already let us know that, hey, I did my best. You know, y'all know what I'm about. They don't want to budge off that number. I'm not budging off my number, and it's time for me to go.
Perfect.
So I think on both ends, you know, it's kind of he knew what he was saying. And you also know that what he was saying wasn't going to move the needle with them guys.
Not at all.
You know, so here's my whole complaint about it all. We six days away from supposed to be starting our season and getting ready for the Giants. Not worrying about if a wide receiver is going to get paid or not. That's what I don't like.
But
I want to get ready for the Giants.
But we, it's a low. But that's a look. You can't blame our fan base for having low IQ. They've been led by Tom, Dick, and Harry's. It's going to take us a little more time to get acclimated to what makes sense and people who understand how to win.
That's what I'm mad about. That's what I'm mad about, AP and everybody else in that front office. Like, come on, man. This ain't what coming off the season we coming off of. We ain't supposed to be debating or having a wide receiver having a press conference after you shoot the commercial about he ain't getting enough money. Now, get that situation together. If you want the man, find a happy medium, pay him his money. If you don't want the man, let's move on, move forward, and get some guys in there you want to do who you feel that's right for your price, and let's go.
Right.
Let's start this damn season.
Right.
Let's go out here and win the championship, man.
Yep.
Tired of talking about is the wide receiver going to get paid or not.
I'm with you, brother. We speak the same language. We smoke out the same peace pipe. You know what I'm saying? Hail to the W. We got to take a break. It is 6:21 here in the nation's capital. We welcome you to join the party, but don't come up in here light. If you're light in your loafers, try another format. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, sucky, sucky. Boy, I tell you what, Big John, he would have hated this weather, this humidity, but he would love hearing the news and knowing that Damian Lillard, is making a move back to Portland. You just hear the chatter, the amount of money that's going to the man who is injured, who won't even play for most of the season, the kind of value he has. Boy, that's fantastic. Basketball going in the right direction. The W going in the right direction. Expansion. It's crazy. Greenbelt is our next stop. Brian, thanks for being patient. Welcome to the Hoffman Show.
Hey, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Doc. Good to hear you. Good to hear you, sir.
Love having you on the radio, man. Microphone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm down here at Union State train station in the heart of the city, man. And I just want to say, like I told Linnell last night, Terry McLaurin wasn't even born the last time that this city won a championship. And that's what it's about, people. Mm-hmm. Everybody need to be focused, man. Mm-hmm. This is a last man standing situation. Mm-hmm. We got to win a championship. Jaden Daniels don't grow on trees. And if you live here long enough as a fan of this team, you should know, whoever listens to the sound of my voice, that we need to win now. It ain't about Terry McLaurin. We love Terry McLaurin.
Yep.
We love all the players that have, you know, bled for this team, man. Terry McLaurin will always be a name in the headlights for us, you know, up in our minds as a fan favorite. But yep. This ain't about Terry pockets. It's not. Right. And you know, we need a GM that got nerves of steel. You know what I'm saying? And an iron fist, man. He got to make the right moves, and it's got to be extremely hard. So I'm not giving them. They want to say whose side you on and stuff. I know whose side I'm on. I'm on this city's side of this team winning a championship before Dallas. That's whose side I'm on.
Amen.
Doc, love you, man.
Hey, love you back.
Hang in there, brother. Love you, man.
Hey, I got you, man. Hey, look, my commitment is to excellence and to make sure that we're winning again. If we're not winning, none of this makes sense to me. Ain't nothing personal with me. Love Terry, but I want him to get paid by whomever wants to pay him, and I want us to win. And what we got to get is the best roster that can take us where we want to go. Last year was fun, unless you've never won. If you've never won, then that was great. But if you won, it just angers you and lets you know what we left out there. Now, I say let's go get it. Let's go get it. And then we get to the top again, then it's all good. But no, man, we need, if you don't want to be here, hit it. But we got to build a winner. We got to build a machine. And then no one person other than JD5, I always make the exception, other than JD5. The rest of y'all, line up. Cause the reason I feel so confident about it, because he's the first guy at work. When's the last time a dude like this that you get to play? For those of you that played ball, you know what the best guy on your team was like. It wasn't always the guy that was the most disciplined. It wasn't always the guy that was the smartest, or the guy that didn't drink or didn't smoke or didn't do that. The best guy on your team comes in all shapes, sizes, and everything. But how much easier is it to sleep at night when that dude is the first guy at work? And it's not a jerk. And it doesn't have his head up in the sky. And it's not waking up at 3 a.m. to check his likes. How comforting is that? That you have a dude, man, that you know you can win it all with. And we have it. I think you can win it. And like my homie, got a guy we can win it all with. Let's not F this up. So no position to me. I don't care. All that matters is that we got some big boys that can put their hand in the dirt and we can move people so we can get them out of our way or stop them and do what we want to do with them when we want to do it, period. If you don't fit that category, holler back. Nothing personal, but I need you if I can win with you. And that's what I'm saying. 6:30, my goodness, 6:35? Lord have mercy. What's on your mind, Ant-Man?
I mean, it's a lot we didn't get to today. We can go any direction. You got the ESPYs from yesterday. You got Rashee Rice. What's happening with him?
I would say some things, but
B-Wags.
I've learned that mental illness is no joke.
Yeah.
So I stopped clowning on people to do stupid things because it may be out of their control. I just hope they get a brother some help, period. So that's all I'm going to do.
We got B-Wags coming in at number 74. Mm-hmm. Yeah, number 74. On NFL's top 100. What do you think of the list in general? Are you a fan of the list?
Yeah, I am, because somebody's paying attention and it helps you make money.
Okay.
Because the guys who get on there and get up high end up using it as leverage. You know, and if you don't get on it, play better. Work harder. Do whatever you got to do. We're in a constant state of evaluation. If you're not, if you can't be evaluated, then you're not going to make it. So, no, I don't have a problem with that. Now, I always go, the people that are doing evaluating could be suspect. But nothing you can do about it.
But I think the NFL list is players, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see.
Okay, let me give you some more
like
players.
These are your colleagues that are voting on these people.
Players are hold grudges.
Okay.
Players are immature. Same player group that made Halliburton the most overrated player?
Yep.
Really? Yeah. I don't do players. I always go no. Should they be in the? Should there be a players list, a journalist list, and a public list? Let's make several lists, and I'll make my determination on all of them. But them players hold grudges. They're petty, and some of them are just ignorant. So I don't think that's the standard.
Yeah.
The journalists who are serious and have some ball in their background—that's what I choose as number one.
And who is that?
There's a lot of them.
Because the ESPN's list, their list.
I know, but there's a lot of guys who are on microphones and write for a living that play some ball.
Okay.
And when I say play ball, understand, all you have to do to qualify for this is high school. That's it.
So I qualify.
That's it. High school's the final level for most. How many people that you have that man these airwaves that have no experience whatsoever? And they screaming and hollering at people. And I'm going, with your physician that's about to cut you open, if he told you he had no background in med school, how eager would you be to jump on his table? All I'm saying is that high school ain't asking too much. But I respect high school. I respect lettermen. Yeah. You know how hard it is to letter? A lot of people talk a lot of trash. Didn't letter.
I did.
But lettering is a... It was the greatest honor of my life. First time you letter. Being a part of a team and a group. So people who evaluate a lot of people, I don't ever trust it. Because a lot of people are petty.
Yeah.
And the writers in particular, especially those ain't bust a grape, never wore a jock, and holding somebody in and out of a Hall of Fame or something like that, that irritates the hell out of me.
Yeah.
So I usually don't even follow them. I just don't pay attention to it. Because my eyes don't lie. I'll make my own determination about what I like and don't like. And I'm not influenced by anybody at all that I don't respect, understands the game, and has no bias to it. Who's that?
Yeah.
Who the hell don't have no bias? So do it yourself. Do your homework and trust your eyes. Put the work in. So if a person does that at the high school level, which is the best to me, then you're set. You play high school ball, it counts. Did you stay on a team an entire season? You know how hard that is?
Hard.
It is it's incredibly difficult to make a team in high school and to stick it out the whole season. Trust me. I lost a bet with one of my best friends. I had to run track my senior year because I lost a bet. I said, man, you go out football, I'll run track because we needed a returner. And I knew Stoney could. He, boy, was fast as lightning. So he had never played football. I said, so what? Don't worry about that. Just catch punts and do this and do that. And he did it. If you stick out and stay the whole season, I'll run track. He stayed the whole season. We won the championship. I was so angry. I go, dude, you need to quit this because you really, and I was just messing with him. He suck it out. So I had to go do that. You've never run 330s? I didn't know what 330s were. And when a track is a monster, because all of the running that you do, distance running, have you run a quarter competitively?
I run a mile.
Competitively?
Yes.
Well, you a beast. Because I run the 440 is the most brutal event to me on the planet Earth, because you got to go all full speed.
Or the 400?
The 400.
Yeah.
400. And, you know, I'm not listening to anybody, trash talker. I said, how hard can it one lap be? That's what I'm telling the track coach.
Yeah.
One lap. But I got so much respect for track. And then when you run that and that bear gets you, I said, bear going, I didn't know what bear. I got something for the bear. I got rigor mortis coming off the curb, and I was like a fool in the lane five with the stagger. I didn't understand stagger. I thought I was just winning.
Yeah.
I was an idiot. And around that curb, when that bear jumped on my back, I like had rigor mortis coming around to the finish line, coming in, people dying in the stands. They are falling out of the stands laughing because I've talked so much trash before. Like, this is a done deal. I guarantee victory. I was that ignorant. I came in dead last. And that's the last time I ever just was talked any trash about something I'd never done. People say, you know, paddle ball, ping pong. If you've never done it, shut the you-know-what up and learn how to do it or respect it. Because you don't know how difficult it is until you do it yourself. That time I jumped the fence when it got in my both ways and put the seat back. And I was laughing, listening to what people were saying. Part of it was funny. I had the 440 relay to run afterward. I had to do it twice.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, man. So I learned my lesson. I respect anybody got a letter. You a letterman? You went in any sport. Wrestling? You ever wrestle?
Nah, I wanted to wrestle. My dad wrestled, but it was during basketball season. So that's the only reason I didn't wrestle.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, that's a man's, he-man
sport. I would have loved to wrestle.
Yeah, yeah. One day, and I said, you know what? Nah, Slim, let me go run track, play baseball. So that's why I respect what this and when people say things about athletes and stuff, and I know they have no idea what they're talking about, I just go, you've never tried it. You've never been humiliated. If you've never been in last, it's only because you didn't try. You didn't put yourself on the line. And I've learned now, I've been doing this close to 30 years, most people that talk the most trash have never competed in anything. They just run their mouth. To break, we go on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Shout out to the V Foundation. Hope it was record-setting. All the money goes to fight cancer. Love the ESPYs. We got a chance to go a couple times. Back in the day, it was a fun show to do there and be a part of it and see sport decorated. And the people, and for, like, Dick, man, I mean, just, it's, I don't know if you checked it out last night.
Yeah, I looked at the ESPYs.
Yeah, and there's always a moment. There's always something that happens. Stuart Scott, seeing him, I'm so glad they play his commercials. Now they have him in these commercials that are running now. Booyah. You know, it's... It brings a clarity to the fact that even though it's sports, it's life and death situations. It's a game, but lives are involved, and there's some tragedy that we have to deal with in the process. And I always think it's so well done. I mean, I like the music awards. I like the country music awards. I like BET awards. I like the Oscars. All of those things. I don't try to miss any of them. So for me, just to have sports have one, it's not all sad. There's some really great moments. And I think we become a lot smarter and get clearer, especially when we appreciate swimming and gymnastics and all the sports and seeing the growth of it. So I like it. What do you like most about it?
About the ESPYs in general?
Yeah. Or do you like it or dislike it? Or do you watch it? Do you not watch it?
I'm not going to lie, I love the, I guess, the special guest or the MC of the night. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I did think the guy, what's his name, Shane Gillis?
Mm-hmm.
I think at times he went a little too far.
I never watched him, so I didn't pay attention. I don't really pay attention.
Yeah, he went a little too far on a couple of the jokes.
Yeah,
I wasn't a big fan of the WNBA joke where he uses his best friend's wife as a part of his joke.
Right.
it was ridiculous. I think for the what I mostly enjoy, I just like to see, you know, the athletes in the building, to be honest. And also, I like learning about some of the other sports. So I think when there are some people that win awards that, you know, I might not be familiar with. There was a rugby player yesterday, I forgot her name, but she made sure to let everybody know that they have a game and tournament coming up in the coming weeks. So definitely keep your eyes out for it. So yeah. I'm definitely going to have my eyes locked and loaded for
no
it.
Question.
So, but yeah, it's things like that just being put onto, you know, I mean, I know who Simone Biles is. I know who Suni Lee is, but I'm pretty sure there are some people that don't know who the gymnasts are.
Right.
So just being
able to. I
don't
know how you could, but yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Just
because I watched that. It's so. How do you not watch that? But I'm sure people don't. I'm sure there's some people probably don't watch football either.
And then also some people, you know, put on their Sunday's best. You know, SGA was out there. He had on a fit that looks like it was out of The Godfather. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, some people really go out there dressed to impress.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also something to look forward to. I did not like, you know, the Eagles winning Team of the Year. But that
Why?
Was the only
Why would you hate?
Because they beat up my team.
Why would the world champions not be Team of the Year?
It could be somebody else. It could have chosen the Thunder. That's a great team. You see how they support each other.
It was a great team.
How funny they are.
The Eagles beat the Chiefs. They beat Mahomes in the Super Bowl. The Eagles. Are you serious?
Good job.
Now, had OKC beaten, and this is how ignorant we all are, a name brand Knicks, like not they couldn't play Knicks, but Lakers, Warriors. I guarantee it would have been a difference. I guarantee it.
If it was the Celtics, the defending champs.
I guarantee it would have been different. It would have been team of the year. But it's okay. Nevertheless, I will take it for what it was. Eagles, man. I mean, they beat the Chiefs. You stopped Mahomes. And not only did they win the game, they beat him up.
Yeah, they dogged them.
No, they beat him up.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Who challenged them? Nobody.
We beat them.
Yeah, we beat them. You can say that.
Yep.
You can say that.
Yeah, we did that.
I would rather say we won.
The Rams
won.
Came close.
We won the game. Yeah. I'd rather determine that we won the game.
Oh, no, we won the game.
We won the game. We beat them. We won the game.
We won the game. All right.
Yeah, we won the game. You talking about be careful.
Hey, look, all I'm saying is we got a W in the column.
We won the game.
Yeah.
Now I want to beat they behind.
Yeah.
In order to do that, we just not
thinking. I want to beat them like they stole something.
Right. We got to be
because they did steal something from us last year. They stole the NFC title game. We don't fumble all those times. Yeah, those four turnovers.
When they scored, good gracious. Damn it, they punked you on the first play of the game. Dude, that was over after the first play of the game.
Hey, it took us 18 plays to get 3 points, man.
That's right.
And then they scored their first play. That just takes the soul out of a team.
Man, that is the best. I'm going to tell you what. It hurt me because it was burgundy and gold. Had that been somebody else, I'd still be talking about it.
You want to know how quick it was, Doc? I literally had went to the bathroom.
No way.
I came back.
You didn't even see it?
Not live.
Oh, not live. That is.
I had to go back and be like, how did they just score?
It took my breath away because I thought we had a legitimate shot. I know he's back now. I wanted to say, okay, now we even strength. Now let's do this. We got JD5. We got Scary Terry. Man, they said, I'll tell you who you don't have. And that is that you don't have Charles Mann playing defensive end for you today. And Dexter Bandley.
Yeah.
Tony McGee playing for you. You don't have these guys, Ryan Kerrigan and these boys out. Yeah, you don't have this is what you don't have. So I was like, okay. So you got me, but that was demoralizing. Yeah, that was demoralizing.
That was indeed, man. But it's all good. We'll see them again. We will see them again, sir.
You sure of that?
Oh, I wholeheartedly believe. I do think Dallas will be a team to be in contention to arguably win the NFC this year. They have a third place schedule. So this is what they do.
I'm serious. I'm with you.
When they have a first place or a second place schedule, they stink.
We choke. I don't know.
So,
no, I'm with you.
I think Dallas
would have Dallas something to say. Is loaded, man. When are they not? And that guard, boy, they went up. They draft well. It's a shame that they're not better in prime time because they draft so well. But, boy, when you get the guard, I love it when people take an offensive lineman high. Then I know you value the game and you understand the game. So, the brother Hoffman should return tomorrow. I can't wait to hear that. And but all of you, we thank you. Be blessed. And let's try to do this thing again and again and again and again. Peace out. DOC on the microphone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.